Good afternoon, Rangers, and welcome to the new and improved Parkside Today. Today is February 25th, 2021, and while we know it's been a while since the last podcast, and that we have big shoes to fill, we hope that you'll enjoy this new format and our new hosts. To start off our first episode, we want to introduce the people behind the pod and share some of our plans for future episodes. Stay tuned, and thank you so much for listening. This episode of Parkside Today is sponsored by the Ranger Hall COVID Testing Clinic. If you are a residential student, you're required to get tested once a week. A commuter student who has one face-to-face class should get tested every other week, and faculty and staff are required to get tested every other week as well. Thanks to the Ranger Clinic for all that you do to help keeping us safe on campus. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to our first episode of Parkside Today. I'm excited that you'll be joining us for our first episode. To start off, we're going to introduce ourselves and put a name to the voice. All right, let's jump right into it. So my name is Robin Elliott, and I am the Communications and Media Relations Specialist. You might notice my name or recognize it from the Monday update, which I send out every Monday. So make sure you are subscribed to those so you are up to date on all the news happening on campus. And if you have any info that you want in the Monday update, feel free to send me an email. I'm also the social media manager here on campus, so I manage all of our social media platforms, making sure everyone is up to date on all the events and that we're promoting and telling our story here at UW Parkside. I am in charge of creating press releases, internal and external, to help continually tell our story here at UW Parkside, along with informing our community members, along with faculty and staff, about what is going on, and to encourage prospective students to check out UW Parkside. I'm also in charge of promoting events here at UW Parkside, which could be with a press release or with our social media platforms, and I'm the liaison between student organizations and faculty and staff through our social media. Previously, I was the graduate assistant for marketing and promotions here at UW Parkside. I worked in Ranger Athletics. Some of the big events that I was a part of was our Teddy Bear Toss. This was one of the events I'm most proud of on campus. I encouraged faculty, staff, community members, fans to bring in new or lightly loved teddy bears for a men's basketball game. All of the fans who brought bears in would then be allowed to throw the bears onto the court at halftime, and the bears were collected and donated to Aura Healthcare, one of the corporate partners of Parkside Athletics, and the bears were donated to children who are undergoing illnesses or in the hospital, so they were there to comfort the children. All in all, we had over 200 bears donated, and it was an awesome event. It really was the capstone of my graduate assistantship, since a few weeks later is when we all had to quarantine and COVID really came on strong. So it was really one of those events that I'll never forget. I also created the marketing calendar for athletics, which laid out all of our supporting events and all of our teams, and planned out the entire season with different events to help tie in our corporate partners and fulfill their sponsorships, along with creating events that would encourage people to go to the games and interact with them to just create a better fan experience as well. One of those items that helped create a better experience was the Ranger Cub Club, which I was able to help create and run throughout my time at Parkside, which included keeping track of all the children who signed up for the club, which was a unique club that gave the kids an exclusive experience at Parkside Athletics. They were able to have meet and greets with the athletes, participate in different activities that wouldn't have been open to anyone not in the club, and just an overall great way to get our young fans immersed in Parkside Athletics. Previously, I was the graduate assistant for communications, where I got to work in the sports info office, working on stats, press releases, and I also helped out with the Ranger Games and the Ranger Awards, which was the end-of-year awards for Parkside Athletics to highlight the work that the student-athletes had done athletically and academically throughout the year. As I said, I graduated from UW Parkside in May with my master's. So for undergrad, I attended UW Oshkosh, where I majored in journalism. The highlight of my collegiate career was playing college soccer, where I played with my twin sister. So that was an awesome experience for me. I was named the first four-time all-conference and all-region player. And it was just a great experience that helped develop my leadership and teamwork skills. And it's an experience I'll never forget. I'm really looking forward to seeing how this podcast takes form and how we can incorporate more faculty and staff and hopefully students on our campus to share more of their individual and collective success. Next, we move on to Andrew, or Drew, as he's more commonly known, Savajan.
Thanks, Robin. As Robin said, my name is Andrew Savajan. Most people call me Drew, and I'm serving as the Temporary Communications Director at UW Parkside. I'm actually from University of Wisconsin System. I work as the Internal Communications Manager there, and I joined UW System back in February of 2020 after serving more than 21 years at state government through the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources in a number of communication roles there. Right now, I'm working 50% time at Parkside. I'm very excited to be here. I just got to visit campus for the first time. It was great. I started back in October, and I'll be helping out until we find a replacement for John Melke, who most of you know was our communications director for a long time here at Parkside. And he retired in July, so I'm staying on board till we get that replacement. And again, I'm excited to be here. I'm excited for our podcast getting up and going again. I think we've got a great team with Robin, Grace, and Derek, and myself. And we love your ideas. So if you have any, please let us know. But in the meantime, yeah, we're excited to start and looking forward to all sorts of stories we can tell about the great folks at Parkside and the great community we have here. Thanks. Back to you, Robin.
All right, Rangers, are you in need of some new Ranger gear? Well, head on over to the UW Parkside bookstore, where they are having a 20% off sale for all tees and kids' wear. Right now, head on over and get some new gear. Next from the communications team, we have Derek Fye.
Thanks, Robin. Hi, my name's Derek Fye. I'm currently the Creative Services Front Office Manager, and I've been involved with UW Parkside Communications since 2017. When I joined as a student intern. I graduated from UW Parkside in December of 2018 with a Bachelor of Arts in English and a communication minor. My duties include tracking UW Parkside media stories, assisting with commencement communications, and monitoring daily clips and weekly highlights. I currently live in Racine with my wife and two dogs.
Finally, rounding out the communications crew is Grace Scalzo. Grace is our communications intern or social media intern, and she's a sophomore currently working towards a double major in business and communications. Grace assists with our social media, posting reels, all of our posts and stories, interacting with the different accounts, along with Touching Base with Grace, which is her very own Instagram TV series. If you've seen Grace or seen any of the episodes she's recorded, make sure you give her a shout out and watch for upcoming episodes. If you have anyone that would want to be a participant on one of those, let Grace know. She always loves to meet new people, and it always creates for a great conversation on Instagram. Grace lives in Racine with her mom and her brother.
Thanks, Robin, for that intro. If you haven't seen Touching Base with Grace yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. Go check it out. I'm so excited to be part of the Parkside Today podcast and continue to cover all of the amazing things that our university is up to.
We also want to mention that besides the four of us, we also have our extended podcast family of faculty and staff who are volunteering some of their time to help get Parkside Today up and running. You know who you are, and we're grateful for your help. Finally, in case you're wondering, University Communications is housed under the Advancement Team. Most of us are currently working from home or virtual, but if you do have needs where you would request that we be on campus, just send us an email and we'll help figure out when we can make that happen. We also work closely with the Marketing and Design Team. If you have marketing or communications needs, please reach out to both of us through the Let Us Know form, which is featured in all of our email signatures. That's our team, and we're going to take a quick break. All right, Rangers, this is your friendly reminder to go and get tested if you haven't this week. As a reminder, residential students are tested every week. Commuter students are tested every other week, along with faculty and staff, who will also are required to get tested every other week. Head over to Ranger Hall, room 47, to get your test today. All right, so the format of our podcast is a little bit different than normal. Each podcast will start with three quick facts about what has happened in the past week. With these quick facts, we'll be reviewing what happened on campus or stories that were produced and shared on our news page. At the end of our show, we will have a segment titled Questions Encouraged. This segment will allow us to take all the questions submitted from our social media platforms and bundle them up into easy to understand information so that we can share it with you to make sure you know what's going on campus. Finally, our podcast will end with some Ranger reminders along with COVID updates that we need to share with you. We are here for you. If there's a topic you'd like us to dive into, please let us know. Don't forget to visit the Parkside News page and the events page to stay up to date on all things happening at UW Parkside. Thank you for joining us for episode 1 of Parkside Today. I'm your host, Robin Elliott, and I look forward to more conversations with you this year. Make it a great day, on purpose.